Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Wednesday the 23rd of March 2011. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So Play.com has got some customer information breaches. On Sunday, some customers reported receiving a spam email to an email address that they use for Play.com. Play reacted immediately by informing all of their customers of the potential security breach in order to inform them to take necessary precautionary steps. But they didn't inform me. Apparently, according to CEO John Perkins, the issue could be believed to be associated with their email service provider Silverpop and some unusual activity that happened last December. But they're saying that they think that there's no problems now. Just make sure you're careful and vigilant. iPad 2 prices have hit. They're definitely coming out on Friday. There's no question of that. Tsunami included. Prices have come down by £40. So previously a 16 gig would have cost you £429. It's now only going to cost you £399. And the 64 gig would have cost you £600. And it's now going to cost you £559. An excellent, excellent, wonderful saving. Now, if you're thinking about buying a new Apple iMac, I'd be cautious if I were you. Sorry, Will. Because the iMacs are going to be upgraded in May. There's a lot of suggestions and a lot of rumours that the iMacs are going to come with Sandy Bridge processors and they're going to have Thunderbolt in them, and it'll all be here within the next couple of weeks. So hold fire if you're thinking of buying, people. Verizon says that their 4G LTE network is going to cover at least 147 US cities by the end of the year. In a fantastic effort to get super fast broadband by a cell phone to all of you, they're going to redouble their efforts and they're going to make sure it's absolutely fantastic. The other good news is it's going to include Hawaii and the four people that live in Alaska. There you go, Bear Cub. RIM's BlackBerry Playbook is definitely coming for a launch in the US of April 19th. RIM announced yesterday for $499 you'll be able to get their 7-inch Playbook. Now, there's a lot of people been saying that actually this thing's not that bad. And for 16 gig at $499, it's right on the same price point as the iPad. So it's got the best chance of all of them so far, I would say. Meanwhile, the Zoom has gone up against the iPad and lost. Oh dear, that's not very good, is it? And finally, HTC's Wi-Fi only flyer is going to launch at Best Buy in the spring. And it's only going to be Best Buy. So another crap exclusivity deal means you can't get your hands on one of the potential competing pads. And knowing Best Buy, it's probably going to be too expensive. HTC have also announced a US-only Evo 3D handset. It looks fantastic, but whether it works or not, different question. And it's glasses free, of course. And HTC has also put out an HD 7S. It's a Windows Phone 7 handset with a very, very big LCD screen that does look nice. Angry Birds Rio is out. It's in the iPhone, the iPad, and the Mac store. It's also out in the Amazon store, despite the fact that they're getting sued by Apple for the App Store trademark. It's not coming in the UK, though, unfortunately. Whether they're holding off because of the lawsuit, I don't know. But if they are, that's a bit of a shame if the customers are losing out, isn't it? Boeing's biggest jet has taken flight. It's got the lowest cost per mile of any airliner that's flying out there. It's the 747-8. Now, the cargo version's already been up and flown around and done very well, but the passenger version went up yesterday and it got its inaugural flight, and it looks very, very nice. There's a picture on the M4A feed, but I couldn't fit the whole thing on because it's just too big. More patent madness ensues. Google has managed to patent successfully Google Doodles. These are the little pictures that they put next to the Google logo on Google.com. How can you patent a picture next to a piece of text? Good God! Now, if you've got the Contour video camera that fits on the side of your helmet and it's got GPS associated with it, you're going to think it's fine and dandy and absolutely stunning. Well, here's the best news. Because it's got Bluetooth including it as well, did you even know that? Then you can get an application for it, which means that it's going to pair with your iPhone and your iPhone can stream all of the video on it. What a great idea. There's no word on the price of the application, though, so it might actually cost you a little bit more, but it's a small price to pay, come on. And what isn't going to cost you anything is the TeleNav GPS for iPhone 4. It's free. Absolutely free. Now, doesn't that sound too good? Well, it is, because after 30 days, you have to go to a paid-for option. You have to do an in-app purchase of $2.99 per month or $21.99 for the full year's navigation services. You rip-off merchants. And finally, Eurotech have released the Z-Pad WL1500. It's a wearable computer. There's two problems with it. A, It doesn't look like it's that wearable because it's pretty big. And B, it doesn't look like a computer. It's a Blake's 7 transponder. Yes, it fits on your arm. It's got a Marvel PXA320 processor, 128 meg of flash storage, meg, and some 3G connectivity as well as Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. The operating system it's carrying, this is the final nail in the coffin, Windows CE. Oh, well done, people, well done. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back again tomorrow with a roundup of the previous 24 hours news as normal. Don't forget, if you're going to be stood outside an Apple store on Friday queuing up for your iPad 2 while we're doing the Mac show at 1 o'clock, then send us your Skype address to bageltechnews@gmail.com or bageltechmac@gmail.com and we'll probably give you a call during the show to get the lowdown on what's happening with the queues and maybe interview some of the people there live during the Mac show. Have a good day and thanks for listening.